InfoSound.
The Partially Sighted Society is a national charity that helps anybody living with sight loss. Their specialist services focus on helping people to make the best use of their remaining vision. And the charity's team is on hand at the end of the phone if you or someone you know is affected by sight loss. They have an extensive range of daily living products for the home, for getting about, and for the individual, all specifically chosen to help those with partial sight. And their summer 2020 catalogue of products in large bold print showcases them all. Anita Plant from the charity told us what's in this latest edition, starting with the range of so-called symbol items.
We've got a variety of different items to indicate to others that you have a visual impairment, because for many people it's a silent disability. There's no outward sign of any visual impairment, and that often leads to some quite distressing situations in social environments. So we've got a variety of items. One is a lapel badge, which has the symbol of visual disability, the shaded eye symbol, and it says partially sighted. So it's a yellow badge with black writing. It's easy to see. And again, that's to sort of symbolize to others, you know, the reason I walked into you is because I actually didn't see you very well. We have lanyards on a yellow ribbon that hangs around your neck, and it has a plastic pouch. And inside the pouch, there are yellow cards, and they say a variety of things. So we've got one that says visually impaired, please be aware. We have another one which we've just developed, which has been hugely popular, which is visually impaired, I cannot see to socially distance, because that's been a big issue for many people during these times. We've also had a lot of requests, and we've added another one that says visually impaired, medically exempt from wearing a mask. That's another issue. And in fact, we can actually print the inserts to say whatever you want them to say. We can do kind of a bespoke insert for you. We also have an armband, which is a fluorescent yellow side that slides over the arm, and that has an insert that says simple visual disability, please be aware. And that's quite good because it's worn on the arm. It kind of indicates to people coming behind you, and it kind of helps to indicate that, again, the visual impairment.
Now, that's the first section of the catalogue. You update the catalogue from time to time, and the rest of it, I guess, is a, and I mean this in the nicest possible way, a wonderful mishmash, a load of different items that can be helpful to someone who's got limited vision around the home for the individual as well. What are the categories that you've got? How do you lay out your categories?
Okay, so we've divided it into categories, as you said. So our first category is the symbol items. Our next category in the catalogue are jigsaw puzzles, but at this point I have to say we have practically sold out of jigsaw puzzles, and it's been very difficult to get any more. So although it's in the brochure, we do not have much stock of jigsaws. Our next category is watches and clocks, and then there's cards and games, publications, stationery, the diaries and calendars, telephones, daily living items, magnifiers. Now, I just need to say about the magnifiers, we only have the electronic magnifiers in the brochure. I don't tend to have the general fixed magnification magnifiers because it's such a subjective thing, and I really like to encourage people to have a low vision assessment to see about exactly what magnifier they need. But if anyone does have any magnification inquiries, they're very welcome to phone me and have a chat to me about that. And then our final one is lighting and lamps.
I guess your stationery probably should be sort of pulled out of that, because your large bold print stationery, often bespoke and very much designed from talking to partially sighted people about what works best for them.
Yeah, I mean, within our general catalogue, we've got the bingo cards. We do giant bingo cards and large print bingo cards. We do address books, telephone books, and then all the diaries and calendars and things like that. But we also print all the bold-lined stationery for the visually impaired, well, anybody really, but it's lots of different bold-lined stationery for school use or educational use. So we've got graph paper. We print on different colour paper. It is very much a bespoke service, that one. So it's always good to just give us a call and have a chat, and we can see what we can do to help.
And finally, Anita, on a kind of general point about the items that you put in your catalogue, you've obviously picked them out because, from your experience, you feel they would work for people. Are you always kind of on the lookout for, and maybe would you welcome suggestions about an item that works for someone?
Oh, yes, please. Absolutely. Absolutely. We're always, always looking for new things and things that will be helpful to go in the catalogue. Yeah, I'm always looking for ideas, always looking for people saying, I found this really good thing. Just let me know, talk to us. It's just about spreading the word and sharing ideas and support as much as we can, really.
And the latest, that's the Summer 2020 Product Catalogue from the Partially Sighted Society, can be downloaded from the front page of their website at www.partsight.org.uk. That's www.partsight.org.uk. You can also phone them on 01 302 965 195. That's 01 302 965 195, or email them at reception@partsight.org.uk to order a print copy. And these are free to individual vision impaired people. And that's also the number to call to ask for anything else you might want to know about their support for partially sighted people in the UK.